Root Insurance is all about you and how you drive. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price, which puts you in control. Just download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate. It's car insurance made for you. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
You're funny. Yo, I don't know if it's the pandemic, if it's the near-death birth-giving experience, if it was, or what? Motherhood? Being married to my ass? I don't know what it is, y'all. Randy ain't never been this funny. Like, you had a couple chuckle moments when we was younger, but I was the funny one in the relationship. Now, it's like, you got jokes.
Now, check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
I've been a father since I was a toddler. I would teach you.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy. And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real time.
Welcome all.
We're thankful you tuned in.
Yes.
Before we get into our episode, we wanted to shout out our village over on Patreon. Woo. We actually just got off a Zoom call with them. It was great. See everybody's faces.
Yeah.
But we want to give a special mention to Renee, who just upped her pledge.
Thank you.
This episode. It was way before this. But thank you. Thank y'all. Be sure to check your mail in a few days.
Talking to the Patreon fam. Yes. Y'all about to receive shit.
Check your mail.
It's coming.
So, continuing with the theme of plot twist.
Oh, well, we don't have any corrections this episode.
Oh, yes. Sorry. No corrections. No corrections.
We got everything right last time.
Yes. All right.
You're good.
So, continuing with the theme of plot twist, we're going to talk about some things we like about each other.
Mm.
Last episode was intense, y'all.
Just a little bit.
That was intense. We got a lot of really great feedback, emails, DMs, texts from
it's
friends.
It's been interesting. Some positive.
Yeah.
A lot of positive talk. We just, again, coming off that Zoom call, apparently that led to some conversations in other households, which is good. I don't know if you heard when they commented, like, they started talking about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was too busy taking notes to make sure that, because I'd be the note keeper on our Zoom calls that happens biweekly.
I think one of the things I really like about doing this podcast with you is that we actually will inspire a conversation or two with somebody.
Even with ourselves.
Yeah.
So, y'all, we doing the work.
Y'all, some really great things came out of that episode. And I know we're not going to talk about it because we can't talk about it yet, but we're going too soon. Are you going to talk about it in like an indie or are you going to talk about it
here? I don't know.
Okay, all right, fine. So, again, a lot of really great things came out of that conversation and that's just proof that we got to keep talking. And so we got to stick with this theme of doing shit a little different.
Right.
And so today we're talking about what we like.
Right. So in our first segment, we're going to share three things that we don't know that we like about each other. So
yes.
Neither one of us knows what the other is going to say. That seems to be working great for these episodes and for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Second is our fight or flight, where today I'm confronting Mikey about using my shit. You always use my shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Finally.
I don't know what of yours I use.
We'll wrap it up with our PDA segment.
No, let's talk about this now.
Where we show each other some love and or thank each other for something. There is no PDA shout out from the Patreon Village. Y'all see how I just keep going? I just got to keep going.
See how she talks over me?
Don't be afraid or
shy. Y'all see the matriarchy?
Mikey, write in your shout outs for your people that we will share it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We hope you enjoy.
Okay, y'all. We're back. So,
our main topic
is
what I like about you.
What I like. What's that song?
It's you what really I like. It's the name of the song. Yeah. We should put an instrumental in.
Keep right here.
I actually don't know the words.
My ear, tell me all
it's like one of the whitest songs ever.
What movie is that on? It's What I Like About
one
You.
Of the Freaky movie. Friday or something. I don't know.
Freaky Friday.
Is that where it's from?
Isn't there a movie called What I Like? Okay.
This is compelling content. Yeah, no. So, yeah, What I Like About You is a great song. No, it's not. It's a catchy, though.
What's the backstory?
So, the backstory is we just came off an episode that got a little deep.
Yep, yep, yep.
And so, we wanted to lighten things up.
Yep, yep, yep.
Also, you never know what's going to come out of these conversations about something that's seemingly small.
I don't know why you're struggling with this. That is your sentence.
I know.
You said it.
I talk better than I read.
But I literally typed what you told me.
We're in the space of rediscovery and learning each other again. And we don't know what the other is going to say.
So this should be interesting.
This is why I read to myself in class.
Babe, there's nothing wrong with your reading out loud. Oh my God.
That's what you just said.
That's what?
Ain't what you just said.
I apologize. I wasn't coming for your reading out loud. I was coming for you because that is literally your sentence.
Gotcha.
You be telling me I'll be listening to you, but I typed your sentence.
You did.
I didn't edit it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I love you.
Am I making you feel bad?
No.
I don't believe you.
Oh.
Your eyes look like, I can't tell because I'm sitting sideways. No, you mad. Okay, so you mad.
Who's first?
You're first.
Oh, shit. All right.
What do you like about me?
So what do I like about you? I framed all of my three things to be things that I like about you now.
Okay.
So the first thing, just like in general, like instead of like past stuff or, you know, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm sitting and I'm thinking, what do I like about her right now? First thing that came to mind. You ready for this? You're funny. Yo, I don't know if it's the pandemic, if it's the near-death birth-giving experience, if it was, motherhood, being married to my ass. I don't know what it is, y'all. Randy ain't never been this funny. Like, you had a couple chuckle moments when we was younger, but I was the funny one in the relationship. Now, it's like, you got jokes. Randy be saying some of the funniest shit, y'all. I be dying.
Like, you do be laughing at me. I'm like, well, I'm being like, serious.
I've never laughed this much. I don't know if it's just because she cute now. I don't know.
Cute now?
Yeah, you know how like when somebody cute, you just be laughing at their jokes and shit.
Wait. I don't understand.
You're funny.
Can you give me an example? What's the last thing that made you laugh?
I can't even remember. It wasn't the last thing, but just that damn DM on Instagram was funny.
Oh,
like, I sent Randy I thought I was being sweet. It's this couple doing like little yoga trips on the beach and he like flipping her and shit. I'm like, my legs are 100% strong enough to do this. But me and Randy have been having conversations for months now. And Randy's been trying to convince me to like do yoga.
Do more yoga.
And her response was, this could be us, but you won't do yoga. Like little things like that. Like, that's not the funniest.
I thought you were going to say the thing I just said about Drew.
Or that.
So y'all, we were trying to, anyway, Drew's asleep right now. And
what's the story?
She does this thing where she flips around the bed 50 million times until she gets comfortable. But the way she was going was in a circle, like counterclockwise.
Yeah, she was moving like a clock.
And I told Mike, this is making me think of the big comfy couch.
And Randy's stupid. Because I remembered immediately. If y'all remember the big comfy couch, that damn girl used to tell what time it was with her arms and her legs. I was like, Randy, just...
Anyway.
You've gotten funny. Your comedic timing is, like, different.
I think it was the labor and this pandemic.
Whatever it is.
2020. Just, everything's funny.
We gonna die with you being funny.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, mine is, it's about the present, even though I'm mentioning the past.
Okay.
So, I like that you have a past. So, lately,
really?
When we've been having these baby-free weekends, the past two weekends, Mikey has been talking a lot. Like, I know y'all probably think I'm the talker, and usually I am. So if he used to be the funny one, I am the funny one now.
I'm
He's
the chatty
the
patty.
Chatty. I mean, y'all, I'll be like, oh, you try to talk. And the stuff that be coming out his mouth, these old stories that
stuff.
I never knew. I've been with him since I was 15. And it'd be stuff that now he's finally giving me more details about since we married. I
like
gave him
what?
His baby.
What was the last thing?
One of your exes asked you to be a pimp. Oh.
Yeah.
Y'all, he gave me this whole backstory. And I'm like, you have never told me this story before.
I completely forgot.
And so I just think it's so interesting. I mean, obviously you didn't partake, but like your whole thought process, like you breaking it down to me about like.
Yes. So you can hear.
About the tattoos, like all these things that I'm finding out on these baby free weekends.
I
could have
sworn you knew all these things already.
Mikey, no.
Well, I blocked
Like you tell me. You would tell me certain things, like make me feel like I know stuff. You know how niggas do. But now that we're married, going on 5 years, you're starting to actually tell me the rest of the story.
Oh, yeah. Because you want to leave now.
And it's so funny. I mean, it's funny and it's messed up and it's awful. But this is what happens when your man gets word vomit.
Yeah.
And he just be talking. I'm like, I don't even know if you meant to tell me that.
Probably not.
I told the camera's closed on the
she was on her period.
Yes, she did, actually. Mm. You did tell me that.
Wild.
You did tell me that. I think you told me that story to make you feel better about the bad lap dance I gave you.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't even the worst lap dance I've received, though. And that was a heavy flow.
Mikey.
I'm sorry.
So, I really like that. It's really been interesting getting to know the parts that you, like, tucked away in yourself. And it's been really interesting to hear you talk about your past, because it makes me feel like, obviously, that I'm getting to know you more. And you feel comfortable and safe with me to tell me these stories now. At least in full.
Times have changed. You know, I learned from my nigga Vives.
Mikey.
That we are who we are based off the experiences and the things that we know. And now that I can look back on those experiences, it just looks different now. So I can frame the story from, like, I'm somebody different, Mikey, talking about these things. Dead ass. It's been good.
Shout out to Vives. I hope he hears this.
It's my nigga.
But no, I really, it's been really interesting. You little chatty Kathy. You just been talking.
You've been listening. Like, you keep asking me to. It has been like confessional.
Like a confessional. Like, because
I did come out that
out.
Last one with nowhere.
I was just like, well, I'm reading my book. You trying to talk. I'm
like, hey, did I tell you about that time?
No, you didn't. But obviously, you need to. So you go ahead and tell me about the time. Okay. What's your second one?
I regret nothing. You hear me?
What's your second one?
I just thought of a story. All right, my second one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, this one will sound familiar, but it sounds different when I get into it. I like your body.
Hmm.
Now, I have always been a fan of yours since we were kids.
You say that?
Yeah, you are aware of that. Your mom body? That.
You just did this.
I didn't. I did this sort of like a PDA, but it's just different.
Okay.
I've loved you. I've loved you like what happens when a teenager meets a teenager and they fall in love. We've had all those stages of love.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about the difference between love and like. Mm-hmm. Like, what was it? Deep feeling versus fleeting infatuation or some shit. Like, I don't mm-hmm, I forget mm-hmm. how we framed it, but I actually just like everything about you. So the other night, and I won't dive too deep or scar any family member listening, so this is safe for y'all to keep playing. Randy had on the shea butter.
Oh.
Some new shea butter oil mix that she put together. And it was like, there was just like a layer of, I'm doing something with my fingers. I don't know how to describe this. You just had like this feeling about you and this glow on you. And you just look great.
Thanks.
You look great.
You know, the spirit told me to put those two together. Because I knew I was about to get some. And I was like, well, let me try
it resulted
these.
In some crazy shit. Anyway, it resulted in a great night. But
it was great.
The point that I'm making is I have the same appreciation, a deeper appreciation now as a grown man than I did as a kid, teen, into another teen. Like, you still got it.
Thank you. Tell me more. Oh, wait, no, are you done?
As soon as we finish recording, babe. So cool.
That was great. Thanks.
Yeah, well.
Ironically, my second thing is about your body, too.
Mm-mm. What's your next thing? What's your third thing?
My second thing is your butt. Babe, I love your butt. I just want to bite your butt every time I see you walk by. And sometimes I do bite your butt.
That's
and you be
we
mad.
In the pandemic, and all we do
but
is sit.
I just want to.
And all my
like,
fat
no,
ass
your
to do
butt
is
has kept its shape. This is why I love football. Even though you ruined it for me, you told me they pee on themselves on
they
the field.
Do.
But before I found that out, your butt is naturally. It's just so cute.
Got you.
I love like. Y'all can't see. I'm holding my hands out. Imagine his butt in my hand.
Holding
I love
ass.
Your little butt, Mike. I really do.
I'm curious to all of the women listening to this, or any men who are listening to this. Why do y'all like men's butts?
Okay, let me see if I can explain it.
As a cis hetero man, I have to say that men's butts are unattractive. That is my experience. So I don't.
You also think your penis doesn't look good?
No. Mine looks pretty.
That's not what you used to think.
I'm just saying, dicks are weird.
Dicks are not
weird.
They look like how they supposed to look.
Sometimes they do. Look, this is totally another conversation. Why do I like butts? I know why, as a cis hetero man, I like women.
Why do you
butts.
Like butts?
Because some shit's nice.
Okay. Some things you just can't put words to.
Oh, okay.
Some things you just like. And you have the cutest little butt. You be walking around. Got all this little hair on it, but it's like it's not like a beast bushy hair, right? It's like a
like an Atlanta nigga describing.
It's like a, and it's not peach fuzz either because you grown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so comforting. I just want to like touch your. Can I touch your?
Yo, she's squeezing my ass.
It's so cute.
I love you.
I just really do. I don't know. I don't know. And then when we're doing it, and your butt, and I get to just grab you. Oh, just make you happy. Sorry. It's so cute. I just want to be squeezed. I just want to be squeezed and pulled in.
Feel so uncomfortable.
I just love it. I love your little booty.
Thank you.
Sorry, I know that was a lot.
No. I appreciate the butt compliment. I don't care for. I mean, it's there.
We'll keep it there, babe. Keep some squats up.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep walking.
I ain't squatted a day in my life.
That's not true.
I stopped squatting after high school.
That's not true. Reagan used to make us squat all the time.
And I used to half-ass it.
Mikey, what's your third thing?
My third and final thing. Mm-hmm. You ready for this?
I am.
Did you see my list?
I didn't.
Okay. You are brave.
Oh. Okay.
It's one of the things that I like about you. I won't get into too much detail, obviously, because we'll have that conversation later. But you are a lot braver, a lot bolder than the girl I met in 06, but really, you know, 08, 07. No, then, yeah, 2006. You're a lot braver than you were when I met you. And I guess I kind of started coming to this realization maybe when we got married. Maybe like saying the vows.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hotel night. And then a couple of times following, like you've just shown how brave you are in spurts. But in the last year alone, because we're in a pandemic and we're forced to spend a little bit more time looking at who our partner is.
Yeah.
And I have the opportunity now to see just a little bit more of you in action. I see through your daily actions that you have been exercising bravery this whole time. And I'm extremely proud of you. You being somebody who don't like taking risks unnecessarily or necessarily.
That's
like
not that, true.
Randy, it's true. If you don't have to, you won't. That's what like, if I don't have to put myself out there, I think I'll be good. Like, let somebody else do it. And you know, like, mm-hmm. And you'd be right and justified to be like, if I did do it, then yeah, I would have been successful. Like, you'd be correct. But now you've just kind of been like, no, I'll just do it. I'll just do it. I've heard I'll just do it more in the last couple of years than I have in the last decade with you. Like, I'll try it. I'll go for it. Yes. You've been saying yes to things that you just normally would have been saying no to. And this is not just about like sex or like anything. Like, you've been putting yourself out there, and I see you trying to fight those irrational thoughts and fears that you've always had in your head from forever. Like, I see it. And I see how difficult it is for you. Yes, but you have to understand that it don't even look, you've been doing it without thinking about it this whole time. You have.
I've been doing it without thinking about
you've
it.
You have been acting bravely without thinking about it this whole time. And I think that the also Drew's birth was just another one of those like, oh, this nigga's crazy. Nah, I'm gonna keep pushing. Like, they already, I've never called my wife the B word.
Mikey.
I was like, you didn't hear what they said? They said they go save you. They will cut the baby.
And I said, okay. No,
before that. You were still willing to. This was.
Oh, what, when they were like, if you don't leave, we're gonna have to cut you. And I was like, nah.
And he was like, nah, I'll just suffer for another 24 hours. It was like, no, this, like, you stuck with your guns, and you was like, I want to try this. No, it's still, you know, we got the C-section, but that doesn't take away from the experience of you were willing. Like, no, I'm gonna fight for the thing that I want. I think that this baby is this. But, you know, your mind changed the next day. Like, oh, no, you know, I think that the baby is this.
I mean, yeah.
Well, you had more information, but you have been acting bravely. And I admire all of it. I admire the effort that you've been putting in. I admire the frequency in which you've been trying to do it. Because even in small moments, you've just been like, okay, so I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Do you have an example? That's not the one that I don't want you to talk about.
So we've been talking about, all right. So
I'm just trying to stretch the time out.
Yeah, we've been talking about how you got to start driving.
Again.
Yes, because you want to drive.
We have to clarify this. I am not a not driver. Like, y'all, I feel like it's coming off as like Randy just doesn't drive. I drive. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, you have clarified about how you want to be behind the wheel more often for the little times that we do go out. You also have expressed that you don't want to be nowhere during this pandemic, how these things make you feel uncomfortable, comfortably, rightfully so. I'm sorry, uncomfortable and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, me, you, and my younger sister went to the grocery store.
We did.
To get groceries because we were making dinner for my mom for her birthday. Happy belated birthday to my beautiful mother. Doesn't look a day over 30. I won't tell y'all her age because that's rude. Love you, Slim.
He looks her age, but like in a very beautiful way.
Mom looks great. Anyway, so we were going to go get groceries because we were getting the stuff together for her dinner. You drove there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big deal. This is not close. And there was a lot of traffic that you had to deal with on the way there. And then we got to the store and you drove back. While in the store, you got to see what it looks like when the grocery store is full of people during a pandemic, which are all of the things that, again, give you anxiety. And rightfully so. Because we've been trying to avoid people and we've been trying to limit exposure. And I've been doing this by myself because I feel better knowing that it's just me in here. Because there was a lot of people, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it. You had a, you did it.
I was having tired. A panic attack towards the end. My stamina wasn't.
I know.
Like, I've lost my endurance for being out, which I'm realizing is a symptom of being
inside.
Yeah. That's not just me. I'm no, like, people have said that, like, they don't. Like, certain things are wearing me out more. Mm-hmm.
Quicker
than it would. Usually grocery store runs don't do that. Like, we napped when we got back.
Added all on top of those things. Yeah,
I took a nap.
You was exhausted. I started cooking. I'm still tired.
I was like, I need to recharge. That was a lot.
It was a lot. And again, walking like you talk it. Like you are trying to do the things that you say you want to do, and you did it. And we was getting in the car, even though I know that you were tired and I saw how exhausted you were leaving the store, and your attitude kind of shifted a little bit because you was a little bit like, you know, like, I'm over this shit, I want
to
be home.
And I had to use the bathroom.
And that.
And I had to use the bathroom so bad.
So I'm reading all of these things, and again, me trying to be just a good husband is how I used to frame it. Let me keep her from this. Like, hey, you want me to drive? Mind you, I'm standing by the door.
And yeah, like...
Because it's so...
You got to unlearn that, too.
I'm already standing by the driver's side door with the door open, with my back to the seat, as if all I got to do now is sit down while Randy is coming back from putting the cart away. And I'm like, so do you want to drive? Hoping that she'll sit her tired ass in the passenger seat, like, because that's what normally would happen. And she said no. And she moved me.
No, I didn't.
You moved me. You moved me like Drew. You just walked through my body and you sat down in the seat and I slumped my little ass in the passenger seat. And I made it through the ride home. Not because of your driving, but because I've now discovered that I get motion sickness.
Yeah, Mike's not used. Like, y'all, this is it's such a silly thing to have to relearn how to freaking do. This is so embarrassing.
Yo, I ain't rode in the passenger seat in like 5-8 years. It's been a while.
That's not true.
I'm talking about like for real, like this often. This often. It's been a while.
Mm. Yeah, because not even just me. Anywhere, anytime or anywhere, people make Mikey drive.
Mikey drive. And I will because Mikey I drive. Like it.
Everybody makes Mikey drive. Down to my mama. Mikey can drive.
Mikey take the car. Mikey go. Like, it ain't even just Mikey drive. We ain't got to go. I can do it because I will and I like it, but we're trying to do things differently. And again, keeping your word and just being brave because y'all, Randy was so tired.
Really was.
Randy was so tired. And you would have been justified and been like, yeah, you know what? I don't feel like dealing with these niggas on the ride home. You do it.
Yeah. And everybody's driving weird because nobody's been out. It's weird. Anyway, y'all, if y'all driving out here, y'all know. Unless you never quarantined, then you don't. But
because nothing's changed. Also, the streets changed. It's a whole bunch of bike lanes randomly in some place. It's weird. It's looking different out here. The gentrification is
rampant. All right. But thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, my third thing is I like your process. The process of you becoming you. It's really been interesting watching you unlearn masculinity in the way that you were taught and like applying the ways you want to be a man. And like what you've learned about yourself in terms of like what you need. It's been really, I can't explain it. It's been really interesting watching you. It feels like watching you like be reborn. Like I know that you aren't always happy to do it. And I know that you are not always expressing what you need and want, or you're learning to do that. But it's like watching, let me say this. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that I've really been enjoying, even though it is hard sometimes. I've been enjoying watching you become you.
I get that.
Because, and it's also been, and it's been really humanizing you for me. It's really been humanizing men for me, to be quite honest. Like, not saying that you are all men, but I'm like, oh my God, this is really hard for you. Watching you go through this process of saying no to things, just things in general. Watching you go through this process of saying, hey, I got a doctor's appointment. Watching you be nervous about a doctor's appointment. You know, like, like watching you.
Let's talk about that.
Like just watching you be like anxious and watching you be
bad.
Watching you not want to kill a bug. You know, like watching you being like, you know what? This shit is nasty.
Disgusting.
I don't like frogs. You know, like just.
Yo, fuck frogs.
Watching you also be like about it. Cause don't, y'all can think Mikey not about it. Cause you also about it. And like, but like it's, but that's not just, that's not, but instead of you presenting yourself as somebody that will fuck somebody up.
All the time.
And being ready and being capable. Mm-hmm. Even though people be sleep sometimes and people got to learn the hard way and I just be like, okay, I'm gonna stay in the car, you know. Even like that, watching you switch to like that not being the only thing you show has been really interesting. And I think Drew is definitely softening you. And not like because she's a girl, but because you're a father in general. And so, and because you've literally said out loud, I want to be nicer to Drew. Like you want to be nicer. You want to be... Which means you have to be nicer to yourself, essentially, you know? And so it's been really interesting watching you try to figure out what does being nice to Mikey look like.
It's hard.
And it looks like you having a doctor's appointment because your blood pressure and everything was high. But before your doctor's appointment saying, hey, I need to have sex. Let's have a quickie. And me obviously wanting to, you know, do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you have to be reminded what quickies are because you'd be playing.
If I had more practice, I'd be better at these quickie things that you want to.
Anyway, so. But like having a quick walking group in the morning, you know, like it's been really interesting. I'm enjoying it. I am hoping that at the end of all our journeys of individually, like it being who we are as individuals, we continue to find ourselves back to each other because I like you and I love you. And at
my
the same time,
is for that to happen.
I like don't want you to stop doing what you're doing, even if that means that, you know, I may have to catch up or you may have to catch up. You know, like I want you to feel assured and like confident that it's okay to finally be yourself and not somebody you've been trained to be. And it's a process for you. And it's really interesting watching you crawl. You're crawling, sir. You were not a walker first. You... My mama said I just got up and started walking. You got tummy time. You on tummy time right now. It's really interesting.
It's a process.
It is. It's a process.
I'm learning. You'd be amazed by all the shit that you learned and were not aware of.
You listen.
A lot of what I read, and specifically about children more recently, it's real simple shit, but it's not something that you would think of. Like, so I think one of the last things I read was about how children do not do what you say. They do what you do. Like, that's the basis of how toddlers work. So we can keep giving her directions all damn day. She will not. Listen, she might. Like I told you earlier, when Drew was climbing up the stairs and Randy told her to get down and Drew started staring her down and I got nervous. It's like, oh, shit. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do with these standoffs when she grown or when y'all older.
There won't be no standoffs.
I'm just look. Randy had to go walk over to her and say, come on down. And then Drew started, like, walking down. You know, she still did, you know.
She's a toddler. She's like, I don't care if she does things with attitudes. My mama always said, you'd look better when you're mad.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, learning and unlearning things, it's that difficult. So, like, I feel like that sometimes. Like, I feel like, but I'm, like, in the middle of a thing. And this is the thing that I've always done. Why am I, like, but I'm the one stopping myself and recognizing why. And it's just hard.
It is.
It's hard, especially the things that I've had to unlearn. Because I just don't know, did not know at all how to take care of myself. Like, I can help others and I can do for others all day. And that's like, that's my skill set. I've been hearing how great I am at that forever. I don't know how to do that myself. And I'm just working on that. And you had shared a post with me on Instagram. And I shared it in my stories of the guy who was like talking about how none of the shit he ever learned is serving him in manhood.
Yeah.
Like, for real. And none of the stuff I learned serves me in fatherhood or as a husband. Because you could be the hardest nigga all day, but that you don't need the hardest nigga. Like, I don't understand. Like,
I mean, I do need you to be hard.
I mean, I got like, hands and time. I got a gun. Like, it's nothing. Like, we are taken care of, yes. But it's also important that you be soft. Like, you have to be who you're supposed to be when it's called for. And not just one way all the time. Like, I don't know. It's just a lot. It's a lot. But yes.
It's been interesting watching you figure that out. I really like it. I like it. You're very brave.
All right.
Okay.
Was that your last thing?
That was it. So, engagement. Have you told your person what you like most about them lately, especially after that intense conversation you had last week?
Mm-hmm.
We think you should. And maybe it could be a loving and transformative conversation that you both need.
Yep. Super transformational.
Mikey, that's not a word. Let us know. Shoot us an email at blackmailmare@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at
770-750-4098.
Or hit us up on social media platforms. What's your thoughts on this episode? The way you be cutting me off, sometimes you make it seem like you renege during spades.
What?
Like you be cutting me.
Sometimes you gotta cut your partner out. I wanna say a number.
Mikey, you can say the number. Mikey, what?
I'm messing with you.
Root Insurance is all about you and how you drive. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price, which puts you in control. Just download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate. It's car insurance made for you. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, cause it's Fight or Flight.
Fight or Flight.
All right. What you got for me, Randy?
So, you be using my shit, Mike, and I'm over it. Two things. Two Dang. Things I noticed. So, this is not an ad or
a
sponsor.
Oh, shit. I just remember one of the things.
This is not an ad or a sponsor.
Nah, real quick. At the beginning of this episode, I said I did not. No. I just remember. Okay, go ahead.
I got this oil from Allocate Naturals I love.
All right, go ahead.
It's so expensive. It's $17.
Pricey.
But it works.
Yeah, it's $17 and it's small as shit. It's a very small bottle.
Yeah, it's not a very small bottle. It's long.
That's a cup of
oil. She give you like a little bit.
It's a long bottle and it looked pretty, but that's like a cup of oil.
Yeah. And it has all the best things in it. I think it's like the hair growth, essential hair growth oil, something mm-hmm. like that. It is worth every drop that it costs.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go into the bathroom to get
my oil
after I've washed my hair, it's less. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no oil in there.
I
know I only wash my hair every 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so it's not possible that the oil is gone.
Mm.
Unless you are using it.
Mm.
And you are.
I'm not.
That's the first thing.
Let me address the first thing.
You know,
I touched that oil in months.
Mikey,
I didn't know there was any left because I thought I used it all.
Exactly. Second thing.
Yes.
Razors.
What?
Mikey, what do you mean what? I had a razor in the bathroom.
Really?
That I used.
I don't use a razor.
Mikey, I can't find that razor. And I know you took it.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
I've been using the same blue razor for forever because
Mikey, they're all blue.
I threw yours away because it was
rusted. Why are you throwing my razors away? Why
you left it under the shower head. You can't leave it on.
No, I didn't. Rack. I dried it. Then I left it under the shower head.
And then it got wet again from somebody else's shower.
So my fight is you're throwing away my shit without telling me. And you're using it.
I used the oil.
Multiple times.
Because, this is when I was like, when my hair was just getting back to growing.
Mikey, your oil.
You said I could use it.
I said you could use it that one time. I didn't say keep using
it. It was really good after that one time. And then my Jamaican oil, you know the brand.
It don't work.
It don't. And all it did was make my head itchy.
I think that Jamaican oil is, I think it's syrup. I'm serious. Because it's thick, but it don't do nothing.
I don't think it's oil.
It's not oil. What is it?
And so I would like to, thank you because my healthy hair and beautiful growth this time around, it's so thick and luscious and wonderful.
You're going to have to buy me a new bottle.
Fine. You get no fight out of me on this one because you are 100% correct. And I definitely have. I really did think that the oil was done, though. You're now telling me that there's still more
oil. There's still oil.
It's making me excited because my hair is dry.
Well, too bad, so sad.
Looking forward to finding that tonight.
You will not.
You're not a razor? Mm-mm.
You should tell me, babe.
It was two rusty razors in the shower.
Just
and I
tell me
out.
That you do it.
I just assumed you knew because it
no,
had to be
No, I just assumed
while,
you use it.
Because
you know you don't have any type of, you don't have
I
no
use the
tact.
Same one. It go from by my brush to by the tub to in the white cabinet thing.
Well.
and you just bought some new razors. And those are all yours. So, you know, have fun.
Thanks. Hi, Drewby.
Thank you again for the oil.
Drew gave me high five. High
you talking
five.
Again? You want to be a part of this?
She said no.
Okay. I love you.
Oh.
No, it's fine.
Well, you love me? I love you. I love you.
And the oil.
All right, sir. You first.
All right. So, another long week, y'all. Another quarantine week. And just like every week, it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. We are often sleep deprived. We are an unhappy bunch sometimes because we need rest. But this week has had a lot of bright moments because I feel like we have had a lot of intimacy, a lot of intimate moments within this past week. We have been talking like we haven't in a while. We have been coloring because there is a child present, like we haven't in a while. And I feel close to you. I don't know how else to word that. Like, I feel like we have been, the rediscovery period is real. And, you know, it happens every once in a while. Like, it just is. Like, because we change, we have to rediscover who the other person is. But I feel like we have been getting closer again, personally. And I like it. It's been fun. As exhausting as it was this week. And I know it's been exhausting last week and this week.
Yeah.
It's been fun. It's been fun seeing who you are again at the grocery store. Because I haven't seen you at the grocery store in
you play
almost
too damn much.
Half a year.
That should have been my fight.
What?
You play too much.
I know I play too much.
You know I was worn out and I had to pee. And you up here trying to hide your pen like I don't know every single last one of your passwords.
Yeah, how's that playing too much? That's just being
you just
funny.
Be doing a lot.
I ain't want y'all looking at me, but it said I'm supposed to cover it so
Mikey,
people can't see
Mikey,
behind me.
Mikey.
I ain't want strangers
to
see my pen.
Goobers, Mikey.
My mother likes goobers. Y'all know how they got the candy right by the aisle when you're leaving. I was like, instead of just buying one box, let's
he
get the box
whole,
of the box.
The sample box. You know the box that be on display? Y'all just so much. I can't even explain it. I'm sorry.
But she
PDA.
Loved it.
Yeah, she did.
That was it. It's been nice seeing you again. I feel like we've been.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, my PDA, I have two. One, you did a really great job editing the last episode.
Thank you.
It was interesting. You know, I always listen back to our episodes because that's, you know, I always, this is who mm-hmm. I am. You don't like listen to your old work, so you
say. No, I don't listen to my old work.
But
Jay-Z.
I listened to it and I didn't have to edit it. And I haven't listened to a full episode that I haven't edited in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really great. And you just did a great job cutting it. And I really like how you did the fight or flight in the mid-roll. Like, it was just really clean and it was a great listen. And yeah, dude, good job.
Yeah, I do this shit.
And the second one is the other night when we were coloring.
Hi, Drew.
We you like between the
there's no way to frame this with the chopper.
Between the events,
uh-huh.
At one point you just stopped and start kissing all on me.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice to just be like kissed on, like nothing else. You were just kissing on me. And it was like making me giggle, but not like in a, you know, stop it tickles way, but like in a, I don't know. I felt really happy. Feeling you get when you, well, you're not Southern, but like, yeah, I was giddy. It made me feel like being, I feel like you get when you see fireflies.
But, I'm not country, know, is not what country. You're trying to say.
So, like,
yes, I know the feeling of seeing.
When you see a firefly, I'm like, oh my God, you think that global warming got rid of them all.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's one. And you know, there's one, there's two.
There has to be more, yes.
But yeah, you just said, I'm like, she's like, oh, because I haven't had like my back kissed in the, like a long time. And you were just like kissing on me. It was so nice.
Because we weren't doing a quickie.
No, we weren't.
When I'm quick.
Ain't no kissing. We quickie.
No, like, quick drawing. Hi, Drew.
I'd be able to tell him, sir. You enter into a real.
Randy be treating me like a hoe when it comes to these quick. She's like, get out of my bed. Like, it's really interesting watching the vibe that you get into.
We still on the clock, sir. Like, I said, be right back. Not, I'm off for the day.
Bad. She's gonna be gone.
But no, I really, those are my two things.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. To invest in the show and support us, and to get ad-free, exclusive, and extra content, head over to patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
Please, thank you.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is on Domino Sounds Network.
Woo!
New episodes twice a week.
Twice a week.
Two times. Y'all know when.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast Fight or Flight Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles. Details in our show notes.
That's the homie. We are now still available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all other major streaming services.
Rate us
5 stars.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com, and follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_thechapmans.
Thank you again for listening, y'all.
As always, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
Root Insurance is all about you and how you drive. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price, which puts you in control. Just download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate. It's car insurance made for you. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.